hurricane season is still months away, but some scientists suggest we start thinking now about how we classify the storms. A study out this month proposes an update to the current hurricane ranking system that would include a Category 6. Why? Because a warmer climate is creating much fiercer storms. Michael Wehner of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory co-authored the study. Michael, welcome, and tell me, what would a Category 6 hurricane with winds of at least 192 miles per hour look like or feel like?
Well, we've already had five of them, all in the Pacific, four in the Western Pacific, the first of which was Typhoon Haiyan, which killed thousands of people, impacted millions, and cost billions of dollars in damages. In the Eastern Pacific, the most powerful storm ever recorded was Hurricane Patricia, with peak wind speeds of 214 miles an hour, which is almost hard to comprehend. I mean, faster than a racing car. That one downgraded to only a Category 4 when it made landfall in the Baja California part of Mexico. So we know what they look like. They're big, then they're unprecedented. The five Category 6 storms that we identified are all in the last 10 years of the satellite record, starting in 1980.
If you had a Category 6, how would that help people? What would it do?
The answer is it doesn't really help much for the warning of the impending danger. In fact, it's our position that a single number doesn't inform the public particularly well about the dangers of an impending storm, but rather that the detailed products from the National Hurricane Center are far superior. These would be both the maps and the verbal warnings that they give. This gives the information that people need to know to take the action where they live. But communicating the fact that the worst storms are getting worse because of climate change, this Saffir-Simpson scale single number actually does serve that purpose.
You know, we've talked about this before. In fact, NPR reported in 2018 that survivors of Hurricane Irma said they wanted one. So why do you think we should make this change now?
Well, we're not advocating for the change, and we don't expect National Hurricane Center to add a Category 6 to the scale, the official scale, anytime soon. And we urge people to not fixate on a single number when an impending storm is approaching where they might be. Rather, we would refer them to National Hurricane Center's excellent products, both the verbal descriptions of their warnings and the maps of impending danger. But for our purposes of conveying that climate change is making the worst storms worse, this single number of the Saffir-Simpson wind scale does serve that purpose.
Do you think a storm with winds of over 200 miles per hour will make landfall in the United States sometime in the near future?
Well, hopefully not. We've been fortunate. One of the things we looked at was the potential for Category 6, 192 mile an hour storm. And we found that, you know, this potential for such a storm basically didn't exist anywhere on the planet in 1980, at the beginning of the satellite record, but now is substantial in certain parts of the world, including the Gulf of Mexico and, to a lesser extent, the Caribbean.
Michael Wehner is a scientist with the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab talking with us about a hypothetical Category 6 for hurricanes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.